This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
All right, so Bergman's got the Dodgers lineup for tonight. Birds. Bergman, fill us in.
All right, just your normal three at the four at the top: Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, Will Smith, and
yep.
Mookie's at short.
Okay.
Then right field is Teoscar Hernandez, Kike Hernandez at second, Andy Pajes at center field,
nice.
Miguel Rojas at third, and left field is Chris Taylor.
Chris Taylor is back.
He'll be
1 for 35 back in left field.
And in the nine spot.
Got to work your way out of it, man. It's a nine spot. You've got the most dominant. I would argue this is the best lineup in the league,
yeah.
Top to bottom.
It is.
They're so loaded.
I don't agree with that.
They're so loaded at the top. Every team has got dead spots in their lineup, and the Dodgers have one.
I would think that the Braves don't really have that much of a dead spot in their lineup. They have not in
I'd
quite
have to
some
look.
Time. But the Braves are, let's see if we can get one.
Yeah.
But their lineup is, let's see, I'll have one right. Man, this is yesterday against the Astros.
Okay.
Box score, give me, sorry.
That's all right.
It's taking a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Ronald Acuna, Michael
Got
Harris,
great.
Riley, Olson.
Austin Riley.
Ozuna, Arcia, Travis d'Arnaud. Yeah. Jared Kelenic and then Guillerme. I don't know who that is.
Kelenic?
Kelenic's kind of a dead spot.
Yeah.
He is a former top prospect.
He is batting .359 and with a .419.
But
on
look
base
at how
percentage.
Many at bats he's got. He's not even an everyday player, I don't think, Kelenic.
So although let's go with Adam Duvall.
You're saying that Braves have no dead spots in their lineup.
I'm saying that they have less dead spots in that sense.
Arcia is a
very good player.
He usually hits like .220 and he's bounced around all over the place. He was Milwaukee,
he's
Atlanta. Like that's a Chris Taylor comp right there.
A little bit, but Arcia has been with the Braves for quite some time.
Now?
He's batting .377 with a .412 on base percentage.
They're off to a better start offensively,
yeah.
Obviously.
No, yeah, it's an Acuna is the one that's batting .294, and that's one of the lower ones.
Yeah, no, they're good.
Like, they are a very, very good offense,
and that's despite the fact that Ozzy Albies is hurt right now.
Exactly. So
still...
when he goes in there, and then you're taking somebody else out. You're taking the Guillerme guy out.
Yeah, Guillerme.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either. All right, so let's see. Oh, I know what I was going to do.
Yeah.
So the AI thing.
Okay.
So AI is useful. You're either using it or it's going to kick your ass. That's basically the story of AI. And there's all sorts of fake stuff that goes on out there. People using AI to create images and clips where people are saying stuff that they
really
didn't really
creepy.
Say, and they sound like it looks like. All right, so visually picture this.
Okay.
Steph Curry speaking. Steph Curry talking and all the words matching, okay? Listen to this clip that is floating around right now on the internet. And again, this is actually, do you have this here? I've lost this.
Yeah, I got it for you.
Okay,
yeah.
I've got it. Okay, so Steph Curry, and remember, his words are matching his lips.
Man, where do I start? Klay was out there building a brick house going 0 for 10. I mean, how do you score 0 points? He was working real hard to make sure CP3 never gets a ring. And don't even get me started on Draymond. He beat Jordan Poole's ass for making fun of LeBron's bunions and ruined our team. He should retire immediately and fight Jake Paul. As for me, I'm calling up LeBron and going to the Lakers. Can you imagine? Me, LeBron, AD, and Bronny. And KD, we know you like switching teams, but no, you can't.
Okay. Now, if you look at this clip.
I don't think that sounds like Steph. I mean, it's his voice, but I think the cadence is off. He's too slow.
Did you see the video?
Did you see the video, though?
I can't see it. No.
Yeah.
The
video sounded like Steph. That sounded like Steph to me.
Yeah. No, the video.
It sounds like
you know him better.
His voice is too slow.
The inflections are not there, but still.
He's just sitting there talking. And yeah, that, those okay. are the words that are coming out of his mouth.
Wow.
This is like a deep fake?
It's a deep fake.
This is really scary.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the words match it, too.
It does.
The words match, the words match his lips.
When I saw this, I was like, whoa. It was, it's crazy because think about.
Because now it's going to go viral before people can say, it wasn't me. That was AI.
Like, yeah, well, I wouldn't worry about
it. No, obviously this one we can tell is.
It's only had 1.5 million views.
That's it.
Only, you know. But the fact that you can, I mean, yes, Momo, you right away was like, yeah, it sounds like him, but his inflections aren't there. But the normal person that kind of just sees this on the internet be like, whoa, he's
right. Casual person will look at this and say, oh, yeah, look, he's off of Clay. He's off of Draymond. He's wants to play for the I mean, the average person, not, you know, savvy sports fan people, but everybody else is going to fall for this.
But I also think about the implications of this. Like, we're talking about a silly sports story, so that goes viral and people are like, whoa, stuff. What about like in politics?
Yep.
Or if we're talking about wars and stuff, like if people, I mean, you could simulate all these types of, I mean, it's already happening now with like images that are doctored and statements that are doctored and videos and all this stuff. It's like you don't know what's real anymore, and you really, even when somebody says that's fake, like what was the
Kate Middleton stuff? That was all supposedly like deep fake. They did a bunch of stuff on that too. Yeah.
People caught the mistakes eventually.
Yes. But the fact is,
once it's out there,
it just spreads.
The Mark Twain quote, a lie gets halfway around the world before the truth gets its pants on.
And those things right there,
That's a good quote.
Those things right there are just going to get worse and worse and worse, and they're going to get better and better. The AI is going, as it learns, it's going to get worse, and that's why
Skynet.
Bingo!
You guys are so immature.
It's not immature.
You're such immature people.
At some point, you don't see the dangerous implications of this. Yeah,
no. I think there need to be guardrails for AI? Absolutely. But do I think AI is a net positive? Yes. I think it's a net positive.
Until it learns everything and takes over the world.
So there's going to be AI Steve Mason hosting the show.
That is a
concern.
Potential.
You know, like you're feeling a little under the weather, send the AI Mace.
Hey, how about I just go on vacation?
Send the AI Mace.
You just pay AI Mace to do all the work.
You're not getting
paid
AI, like that.
Yeah, AI doesn't get paid.
No.
That was the whole actor strike.
Right. But let me tell a story.
Seriously.
I told this story a couple of weeks ago, but. So the Culture Pop podcast, we've had a sound engineer for a very long time and he's done a really good job and we've worked with him for 3 years. His name is Miloš Jelenović.
Okay.
Okay. He's in Serbia. He does all the editing for the show. So one day we were listening to the show and we're like, I don't quite like the sound of this. And out of curiosity, we dropped it into Adobe's OpenAI.
Okay.
Perfect mix. Better mix than we ever got from Miloš.
Wow.
So we immediately, now Miloš is staying with us. He's working in a social media capacity, but the sound engineering is now all AI. And I really think you're either using it, the smart people are using it and not fighting it because it's coming whether you like it or not.
I feel like you said the same thing to me about Bitcoin.
That's it's up over $70,000 a coin.
It's up really high right now.
I know. I mean, it's after everybody got cleaned out, though.
Yeah. No, everybody wrote it out.
You just held it?
Yeah. You just hang on to it.
What are you using your Bitcoin for?
What am I using it for?
You pay with it?
To accumulate. You can pay with it. But right now, it's like a stock. It's like buying a stock.
The problem with the AI is that
it'll go back down.
You're
don't.
It's not a real thing.
Crypto Ray knows what's going on. It's like gold. It's an equity. You buy it and you hold it.
The problem is we're going to lose jobs. People are losing their jobs over the AI.
Like jobs are
going to
change.
Miloš is going to. You kept him on for something else.
Correct.
Luckily,
because you're a nice
guy.
But
that could have taken his job away.
Could.
And it's going to take away more and more people's jobs that do things just like with scheduling. If they're creating different things for companies. That's going to go away at some point.
I told this exact same story when I was at Bowling Green to a bunch of students. And I told the Miloš AI story. And this girl raises her hand and says, so I am a sound engineer.
Ooh.
have I chosen the right major? It's like, it's you probably got to push beyond that.
See, I still don't buy it because.
Buy what?
Like, there was a lot of people were saying, okay, AI is going to start writing our articles for us, right? Well, and it can.
They can.
Kinda.
It's getting there. It's writing BuzzFeed and Sports Illustrated.
The tone is not always there. Yeah.
But they're not that good.
But again, this is machine learning, so it's going to learn from itself as it goes along. Don't you think we'll reach a point where it's really good at it?
Probably be okay. Probably be like a baseline. Okay, it will take jobs. Like, I know there's a lot of industries where, like, if you're a copywriter and they learn how to, like, I don't know, is it ever going to be able to be funny? Is it ever going to be ironic or satiric? Are screenwriters going to use it to write a scene? Is it going to get good enough for that?
I'm telling you what, AI could certainly write an episode of NCIS.
No, don't be black. That's black.
Valentine's Day. You wrote a whole thing, and it sounded exactly like you. It had, like, feeling behind what was being said.
Right. Ireland wrote, we did an AI love poem from Ireland to his wife, and she was very touched.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Ireland said that was AI, and she said,
monster.
She also said, this sounded like something he would write to me.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have the poem?
I can whip one up in a second. Literally in a second. Yeah. On any subject you want. But I don't know.
I tried to rate my game the other day and it was stupid.
It's gotta grow a little bit more.
Yeah,
but
what do you use?
I tried.
Which
ChatGPT.
Do you have to pay for that?
No.
I felt like they were trying to I thought they were charging me.
You have to, like, sign up and do all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's just do one. Write a poem about being afraid of AI.
Okay,
let's see what it's reporting. And by the craziest thing is how fast it happens. In the deep of the night, when shadows creep, a fear within begins to steep. It's not the dark that makes me quiver, but the thoughts of minds that might deliver. A world where machines think for themselves with algorithms on digital shelves. The fear of AI, specter, stark, whispers in the silence, cold and dark, and on and on.
This is like the plot to Terminator.
Right.
literally like Skynet.
Literally, you put anything in there and it's going to spit out some sort of response, and it's going to be good.
But this is why I don't understand why you're not eventually going to be afraid of this. This is something that can take over basically anything.
Do you think it's going to take over? Just because you saw Terminator,
it has
you
nothing
think,
to do with Terminator.
Wait, how many times do you reference Skynet? No, it is Terminator.
Do you think this job can take producer Brian's job?
No.
Do you think AI can?
No.
You can't queue up a song.
I don't think the human touch can be. I don't think the human touch can be replaced.
Okay, so that's what we're getting at.
Right. Now, Brian could not. He's irreplaceable.
He is irreplaceable.
Except by AI.
In about 5 years.
Yeah,
yes,
that's what
probably.
I'm saying.
Yeah. No offense, Brian, but that's true.
Can I say something really quick?
No.
Yeah. Damn.
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Sure.
I was kidding.
You would love to shut me up. Anyways.
No, absolutely not.
I'm kidding. So at my old job, I used to work for Apple Music.
Yeah.
They have done a lot of automation with people. One of the reasons why I don't work there anymore is because they have a lot of things automated that we used to do on the board, and we can't. There's no need for us.
But automation isn't new. That's been going on for a long time, and that's not necessarily AI.
Would you fly with an AI pilot?
Yeah, better than a real pilot.
God. Oh no!
I mean, we already kind of do.
Would you rather have a computer land the plane or a person who might be having a bad day or had a drink or was up all night
pretty much doing everything anyway,
a fight with his girlfriend or whatever?
But the person is there to back it up in case the computer messes up.
Have you seen these Waymos driving around town?
Yep, driverless cars
all over the place. Driverless cars.
Things.
Waymos.
I haven't seen them yet.
Driverless
like
taxis.
They almost hit me, and I texted
them,
and I should have Remember I said
no,
I should have let.
No, they didn't.
Yes, it did.
Put
Who
her
did
on
I
a lie
text?
Detector.
Put me on a damn lie detector.
I don't believe it.
I don't care.
That Waymo drives better than any person you know.
No, and I fumbled that bag, because if I would have let that thing hit me,
you
I could have
You did fumble that bag.
Well, did it hit you?
No, I said it almost hit me.
Okay.
I fumbled that bag so bad.
I don't. What's a Waymo? Who's running this?
Waymo is some big.
Is it Elon?
It's like an Uber. It's like an Uber, but with no driver.
With no driver. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Get with it.
So you say where we're going. There's no substitute for the human touch, except when there is.
Correct. Driving. Look. Wait a minute. Think about this for a second.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a self-flying plane, or a pilot who could have had a bad day or a couple of drinks or was up all night or is in a fight with his wife or his kids are in trouble
or sitting on the Rockies?
Right. I mean, all that stuff. Would you rather have a person And their distractions or a computer or AI or a flight.
The answer is both. I would rather have both. I think this should be a check. Should always be a check. A I would human check.
I would trust a computer way over, wow. way over a driver.
I would
you
need a driver.
You saw that Denzel Washington
I
movie.
I need a driver, man.
No, I'm telling you, I'm taking the Waymos.
I mean, you can.
I'm all for
you,
it.
On in a you can drive by yourself on what's the Elon
well,
Musk
if you,
car?
Well, if you're
but,
in
yeah Tesla, they have self driving.
If you have, if you have, if you go with this driverless car mm-hmm. and you get into an accident and you die, that's in the calculation of the AI world an acceptable risk.
Okay, let me ask you this: what will be the percentage of AI accidents compared to human accidents?
I think it will be lower.
Correct.
Because from what I read about the AI cars, they drive really slow and cautiously. Like, it's frustrating. They drive super slow because they're programmed to, like, not get it.
Well, they're no, but the problem is they're learning.
They're learning.
They're learning. Once they learn all the freeways and all that yeah. stuff, they'll drive at a normal speed. But that's for now, mm-hmm. no, I just the Skynet thing irritates me because it's such a simplistic view of where we are.
It's going to happen at some
world.
Point.
Save this clip.
Humanoid. Remember?
Save this clip.
Oh, yeah. Save this.
When
the tape.
Skynet yeah. takes over.
Save the tape.
It might not be called Skynet, but it's going to be close.
All right. Coming up next for you, we got two things. First, top selling jerseys yeah. in the NBA for this year. Second,
will really surprise you.
Second, remember last time you were here, or one time you were here a while ago, Dan Orlovsky had an awkward moment on the Pat McAfee show. Do you remember that moment?
Yeah, I remember.
Somebody else has had the same moment.
Oh, so maybe.
No, this one I think is legit.
Oh, really?
A legit
really?
Fart. That's coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is this the song we're coming back with?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Who is ready this? For Weedcella?
Weedcella!
Yeah.
Revolution.
Weedcella is going on tonight from 6 to 9 with at the Green Cross in Torrance.
Yep, right next door.
Right next door. And our friends Crypto Ray and Casper Villa are going to be there. Chris Ward from the Green Cross. Yep. Jimi Hendrix's brother is playing at that
Leon
thing. Leon Hendrix. It is Weedcella. Because tomorrow is 420. So,
oh, I just now got that.
Legitimate question for everybody. Yeah. I've done research on this. I've studied. I've Googled. I've gone to all sorts of places to try to figure this out.
ChatGPT, yeah.
Or actually, ChatGPT is a good place to check this. Why 420? What is the significance of 420? Because
yeah,
I've heard a lot of different things.
Yeah, somebody's got to know.
Police
Ryan
code for possession something like that.
We've gone through this before. I think I did a game about it.
Did you?
Like years ago. But basically, it was a group of kids, and they went to a high school, and let's meet at 420 at this place, like at a statue or something like that. And it just kind of gained momentum. The story became big. And
that can't be true.
It is 100% true.
It has, isn't it like the police code?
Yeah,
for,
it is not. That, that is fake.
According
that's
to
fake.
AP News.
What sounds more real?
I think
Momo's
police
theory or the police code for
the
like marijuana.
On
what
the date, 420, generally.
I got news for you.
It's the police.
The this is ChatGPT now.
Okay.
The association of 420 with marijuana has its roots in the early 70s. A group of high school students in San Rafael, California, known as the Waldos, used to meet at 420 after school to search for a rumored abandoned cannabis crop. They chose 420 because it was after school but before various extracurricular activities.
How did that spread? How did that...
Yeah, I don't know how it spread.
You can see here, like USA Today, the popular lore ties the birth of 420 to a group of high scorers in Northern California. Same thing, same exact thing.
Now, how will you celebrate 420, Greg?
Like, oh yeah, I celebrate every. I don't actually partake.
You don't use cannabis.
Haven't used it in 15 years.
Momo, how about you? Will you celebrate 420 with a gummy?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, why not? You should do it.
Yeah, I do it before bed sometimes.
Brian, I don't even have to ask you.
I'll eat it, smoke it, drink it.
Yeah.
However it gets into your system, that's all that matters.
By the way, Greg had an interesting thought earlier in the show, right?
I did.
Oh, right. Yes. I remember that thought from a long time ago.
I don't know what it was.
Christopher Holmes on In the Mason and Ireland Mafia has another really interesting thought.
Okay, good.
Mace's faith in robots and AI leads me to believe one thing. He must be a robot built to blend into society and sway humanity to accept AI. Check for a power button.
Can I just say this?
I'm not checking for the power button, by the way.
You can. You're more than welcome to.
Do I strike you as someone who's trying to blend into society? I mean,
with your
seriously.
Two chains? No.
With my two chains and my, I mean, everything I got going on, I'm doing the opposite of blending. The cardigan. By the way, not stepdad. Leo texted me, said, this cardigan looks like an 83-year-old man should be wearing it. I personally love this cardigan.
Like, I've stayed out of it, especially you're doing two extra hoodie.
I like how he's like, I stayed out of it.
Two extra buttons down.
I mean, like, Mace, Greg's wearing a hoodie with a free hat.
Right. It's Friday. But it's Friday, though. I dress nicely every other day.
The one thing I have is
I usually wear my workout gear. It's fine.
I have an instinct for style. That's what people have always said about me.
Nobody has ever said that.
Instinct for style.
I think I've heard that.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian is on your side always.
The Mason and Brian show.
Brian secures his bag, Greg. He secures his bag. Brian secures his bag.
Yes, he does. He's worried about AI.
Instinct for style.
Yep.
The NBA's top jerseys are
there you go. Well done.
I like a man nice who wears jerseys, too.
Nice segue. Sure.
Okay.
Okay, top 15.
Top 15 selling jerseys.
We can do top 10 if you want, but I think 15 is kind of interesting.
Okay.
All
right. So you wanted to just take a crack?
Yeah,
just,
we'll take a crack. Three strikes and we're out.
So guys like Steph and LeBron are always at the top.
Yes, I'll go with that.
Okay, Steph is one, LeBron is two.
Okay.
All right. KD?
KD is number 8.
Okay. Luka's got to be there.
Luka's number 6.
Is Giannis,
you think? Giannis, I was going to say.
Giannis is number 5.
Okay. Say his name once, Laura.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Thank you.
How about Jokic? What do you think of Jokic?
Yeah, he's got to be.
Just barely on the list at number 13.
Ooh, okay. Do you want anybody in Boston like Tatum or Brown?
Well, wait, we're missing somebody. Victor Wembanyama.
Yes.
Very good. Number 4.
Yeah, I would buy a jersey of Victor Wembanyama.
What you said, Tatum? Yes.
Yes, that's number 3.
Number 3. Okay.
Pretty high, actually.
That is very high.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
How about Joel Embiid?
Yeah.
Joel Embiid is number 12.
Okay.
So reigning MVP.
What are we missing? What are we missing?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You have 6 more.
What do you think of? Let's talk it through a little bit. What do you think of either Kawhi or Paul George?
I think.
I was going to say Kawhi.
Just Kawhi.
I would lean to neither.
Neither? We can go neither.
What about neither?
It is neither.
Oh, okay.
What about Clay?
Nope.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think Draymond.
But that wasn't one of our favorites.
No. We're just talking.
Okay, what else you got? Yeah. What else you got?
Okay,
let's see.
This is where it gets hard.
I'm going to throw something weird at her. I made a trade for him in my fantasy basketball league because he's under control for next year, and I think he's awesome. Jalen Brunson.
Number 15.
Oh, 15.
Nicely done. Very good, Mace.
What about a guy like Tyrese Halliburton?
Tyrese Halliburton, not on the list.
There's one. Okay. We're missing big time names.
Yeah,
we're
missing.
Ireland would be really, really
Wait,
good at
did
this.
Did you guys say who?
Who? What?
People can't see your.
No, you guys.
We'll just say it out loud. We're not going to count it.
We're not counting it.
Did we say AD? No. Do you want to go AD?
Yeah, let's try AD.
Not on the list.
No.
That's 2 strikes. All
two
right.
strikes. You got 6 more.
I'm thinking young.
Oh, 5 more.
Yeah,
5
young
more
players. Young
five
players,
more.
Young
I think teams too. So
teams. It's somebody on Miami.
Jimmy Butler would be or Adebayo, but it'd be Jimmy Butler.
Are either of those your guess?
No, neither of them are. From the look on your face,
we're trying to help you out a little bit.
So you already have the Knicks. You already have the Philadelphia 76ers. Nobody with the Raptors. It's not. We've already got the Celtics.
How about?
You already got the nugget.
I can tell you there's two Jamal you absolutely Murray. Should get, and I would not go with that guess.
Which one? His or mine?
I wouldn't go with Murray.
No. I was just talking to him. He had said Devin Booker.
I had said Devin Booker.
Devin Booker, number seven. There you go.
Okay.
All right, so now you've got all the top eight there.
All right, so go east or west.
What? Yeah, east or west?
East.
East.
There's only one Western Conference player you haven't named.
Okay, Eastern Conference.
He used to be in the West. He used to be in the West.
I know who you're talking about.
Oh, who is it?
Dame.
Very good. Dame. Number nine. Dame. Very good.
Nice pull.
Good choice. Good choice.
Also in the East now?
Also in the East. This is a hard one. I don't think you'll get this one.
So.
You only have two more left.
Only two left. Okay.
We did pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
I think it's a success.
And it's somebody that's in the East. So, let's see. Who are in the top there? There's no one on the Magic. It's nobody on...
It's a young player.
Both
of these are young guards. One is in the West, one is on the East.
Young guards.
Anthony Edwards is somebody that would possibly, or Cat. You said young guards, so no.
You would think that.
You would think Edwards, but it's not Edwards, so we're not going to guess that one.
I'll throw one out. Donovan Mitchell?
But he's,
I don't think... I'm
talking to him.
My guess, I think it should be Tyrese Maxey.
We already had that.
Did we say Tyrese Maxey?
Yeah, you had Maxey, right?
Oh, I don't think
we did.
Okay, we do now.
Oh, he's number 10.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So do we have one left?
Two left.
Two left and one in the East and one in the West.
I thought you had Maxey already.
No.
One in the East, one in the West.
It's not going to be somebody on the...
They're both guards.
Pistons is not going to be somebody on the
Wizards. One of them didn't play much this year.
It's not going to be someone on the Hornets.
The one in the East or in the West?
The one in the West. Didn't play much this year.
The only thing I...
Actually, both of them didn't play much this year.
Oh, really? Both? So they both have top-selling jerseys, but neither of them played much.
Hmm.
So that means they were hurt.
Yeah, it's nobody
or
on the Kings.
Or something else.
Oh, you just gave it away.
I'm trying to help you out.
Ja Morant.
There's something else.
Yeah. So much sense.
The last one, anybody else?
Hold on.
In the East.
I mean, because his family has never lost.
Okay. Oh, it was LaMelo Ball.
There you go.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did we get all 15?
Yeah.
That was good work.
A little help.
I was going to go with LaMelo, but I was like, no.
That was good work.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that is. That
LaMelo.
Is.
LaMelo.
Number 14,
like over Tyrese Halliburton, over Ant Edwards.
Yeah, I thought Ant Edwards would be
a lot higher.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I thought so, too.
Kids these days.
Yep. Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, there was one last thing that I said I was going to get to that I haven't gotten to. And
the oopsie.
We will do that. Oh, right. That's what it is.
Oh.
Yeah, we will finish today with a fart. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about Jacob Brunt. He's proud to follow that tease, too. So it's Friday, you're driving home from work, and some guy's texting and hits you. By the way, when I'm driving down the freeway, I see people texting. I'm like, I just want to get away from that person because you know it's trouble.
You can always tell when they're doing it, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's also like not that hard. Do the voice text.
Do the voice. Yeah, use Siri.
Yeah.
So you're immediately sore after an accident. My personal assistant is named Siri, not Siri. Your doctor's office is already closed for the weekend. You wait until Monday. You call them. They're booked solid. You can't get in for an appointment for another week. And suddenly you've gone 10 days without any treatment for your injury at all. Don't do this to yourself. If you're injured, call Jacob. Even on a Friday night, my friend Jacob and his team will guide you, letting you know if you should go to urgent care or the emergency room. Or they will schedule a doctor's appointment for you on Monday with a specialist in your area. That will help you document your injuries and get you back on the road to recovery without delay. So if you're injured in an accident, do not wait. Call Jacob. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember.
Accident. Or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob.
CallJacob.com. Don't forget to follow Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.Jacob. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The
playmaking splash shifted the tempo.
Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Love this.
We don't care who sees.
I love this song.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites.
This is your walk-up song, right?
We are young and wild and free. As Cappy would say. All right, so.
That is such a Cappy thing.
That is so Cappy. Meanwhile, we're getting ready for tomorrow night. Lakers at Denver.
Missing in Ireland. You little. Lakers for life, you little.
Zero now. Back to zero and zero. We with all the smoke and we ain't ducking no fades.
That's win right, Darvin. Lakers for life, baby. Let's go.
All right, tomorrow night.
That's some hype music
game
right there.
Game one.
That's excited. So cool.
I'm really excited for the playoffs, for the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
I hope we get a run. I really do. I hope we get a run. I hope this is a long series. I hope we win. I hope we advance. All that stuff. Statistically, yeah. It's hard to find the numbers that indicate that the Lakers will win the series because you've got essentially the same rosters as a year ago. No significant changes in the rosters. And still no clear answer to how to deal with the best player in the world.
Right now.
What do you mean? Right? Have a win?
There's no answers right now.
No, you were just saying the best player in the world. Like, Jokic right now, but...
Well, next year, somebody else, maybe.
Could be.
But like LeBron still is up there.
Yeah, but who's the best player in the world? Who's the best player in the world right now?
Right now it'd be Jokic.
There you go.
But I mean, I could make a credible argument for Kevin Durant. Not Kevin.
No,
For Giannis. I could still make that because 2A, but...
Tatum.
No.
And Anthony Edwards.
No, not yet.
But he could be in the next couple of years. SGA could be in there,
sure. Yeah. But right now, it's Jokic.
Yeah, right now. I mean, Embiid, yeah, but like not right now. He's hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt.
I still think on any given night with LeBron James, he can be the best player in the world.
If you phrase it like that, of course. But the problem in the NBA playoffs is...
You need four nights.
You got to win 4 of 7. Yeah. And there are very few flukes in the NBA playoffs. Like, generally speaking...
Yeah.
In a 7-game series, the best team always wins. Occasionally, it goes the other way.
Yeah,
but
there's
for the most part,
weird,
an injury, turned ankle, all that kind of stuff.
I actually agree with everyone when they said last year's series was a competitive sweep. It absolutely was. Every single one of those games could have gone either way, except they didn't.
But they
like didn't. Not even one of them did.
Because the Nuggets are great in the final 5 minutes of games.
Yeah.
And if you can stop that from happening, you can find a way to stop Jamal Murray in those last 5 minutes, because that's usually who it is, or it's Jokic off his back foot with 2 seconds left, throwing up a prayer and swishes right in.
Yeah.
If you can stop those types of plays, you have a much better shot. And
D'Lo
has to be much, much better than he was.
I'm
going to
give you
year.
An old Phil Jackson line.
Okay.
The goal is always to extend the series, because that's when coaching starts to matter. That's when adjustments start to matter. That's when you really can compete. If you just are going up against the defending champs and you go into Denver and lose both first games, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough to come back. But if you can extend that series to where you make them adjust to you and you adjust to them, and then you have, like, that's why Phil Jackson was always the best coach, because if you extended the series and let Phil do his thing, he always out adjusted you.
Right.
When you talk, like, the great coaches that are in our league right now, Eric Spoelstra, Ty Lue, Greg Popovich, like, over the course of a series, once you get to game 5, game 6, that's why I always feel like tonight, the Heat doesn't have Jimmy Butler. Wouldn't shock me at all if they
could
win.
Could be missing man theory, right? Missing man theory. You're missing the big star.
That's
and
the Patrick Ewing effect.
Patrick Ewing effect, yeah.
How much do you think is important for game one? For the Lakers
huge.
To take game one?
Huge. I mean, it doesn't have to be game one. Game one or two. Just
steal one of the two.
Steal
one
of the two.
Come back 1-1.
As Phil, another Phil Jackson. The series doesn't start until somebody wins a game On the other team's home court.
Right. Yep. Right. In next week, so it's Saturday, Monday.
The Saturday, Monday, Thursday, Saturday.
Thursday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of space between games, too.
Which is nice. That's good how it goes for
LeBron.
In the first round that matters, especially when you go up to altitude.
All right, so it's Effort Friday, and I'm very, very, very immature. So Trent Baalke is the general manager of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I wouldn't have known that.
And was holding a press conference. I believe this was yesterday.
Wasn't he in San Francisco at one point?
Yeah, he was.
I think he was. So he had a moment. Listen to it.
We're not there yet. You know, we still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet. We'll do that on Monday.
He even said, excuse me.
I love the fact that he said, excuse me.
All right,
excuse
then.
Excuse me. All right, we're working on.
Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board.
We're not there yet. You know, we still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
Coach and I went
on Monday.
Did he think it was going to be silent? Like, what was he thinking in that
moment? Yeah, by the way, I love the fact that he said, excuse me.
Yeah, right, he's just owning it.
You have to acknowledge it.
Yeah, you have to. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to.
Excuse me.
Is that one more time?
Excuse me.
It's like the Wendy Williams drop.
It is like the Wendy Williams drop.
Did she say anything?
No, she farted and burped at the same time. You never heard this?
I've heard this.
Yeah, this is genius.
We have it.
It's a matter of time. She's not lonely. I apologize.
I've never heard the whole thing. I've only heard the fart burp at the same time.
I haven't heard that in a while. I've heard that many times, and it's still funny.
God. Oh, that's
you know
so, good.
You know what I've realized now that I have little boys?
Yes.
The only people who, like, you truly can, like, who truly are never embarrassed by their farts, like, you, like, applaud them, are old people and little people.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, young kids.
Anything
young
in between
kids,
is not allowed.
Anything in between, you're like, no, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so
I got a question.
Finish.
Now that we're on the farts.
Yeah, I wanted to finish with a bang, so to speak. All right, we're going to do some game of games coming up next. It's Laura's game today.
Yes, sir, it is.
All right. And it's a wide open field.
Oh,
everybody
yeah,
is in this thing. I'm not really.
You are.
You've won one.
I did get one. Yeah.
Everybody's got two, and you've got one.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. So we'll do Game of Games coming up next for you. Then we'll get the afternoon guys in here. Shidano and Cappy on the way. Yeah. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, it is Game of Games time, and Momo's here, Bergman's here, Brian Cohen is here, it is Laura's game today. Do we have an additional player or no?
No, we still have four already.
We still have four, okay,
you guys
good.
Have enough.
Less competition, I'm for that.
Less competition.
And a piece of paper, there you go. I don't like keeping score, it's not my jam.
Oh boy.
Yeah. You always used to keep score.
Oh boy.
Yeah, he's not good at it.
Ireland's a good scorekeeper.
I'm not either, I forget.
I am terrible.
Right. What did you say again? Oh, okay.
All right, so it is 420 tomorrow. I have a 420 friendly quiz. It's about movies that kind of feature, you know.
All right. Is it multiple choice or a name is your buzzer?
Multiple choice. All right. Here it is. In the movie Half Baked.
Oh, I love this movie.
What item of food? What item of food does Nasty Nate want off Kenny's tray? Is it A, fruit cocktail, or B, pudding?
Who do we start with?
Start with Mace.
Pudding.
I'm trying to think of it. Pudding. Momo?
I will go with the stoners. Pudding.
Brian?
I will go pudding.
It is fruit.
God.
Oh! I put the pudding in there,
Can
too?
I just ask you, what person who's high asked for the fruit cup?
Yeah, seriously.
Who's thinking?
They're probably high. So
he wasn't. He was in jail. Yeah.
Dude.
All right. Continuing with Half Baked, what ritual do they perform before smoking Billy Bong Thornton? Is it A, they wash their hands, cleanliness, or B, they take off their shoes?
Momo, you go first.
I think they take off their shoes.
Take off their shoes. Brian?
Shoes.
Mace?
Shoes.
It is take off your shoes.
Nice.
I felt like that one was easy.
Were you going to say shoes, Greg. Bergman?
Yeah.
Are you in this?
I said shoes.
Oh, okay. I said shoes.
All right.
Yeah, I said shoes.
Okay.
I'm keeping score. I got a lot for everybody.
I get it right every time.
In the movie, Cheech and Chong's movie.
Yes.
Up in Smoke.
Up in Smoke, sure.
Another great movie.
What type of fruit did Chong put in his drink before he left his house?
Oh,
is it
remember.
A, bananas, or B, kiwis?
Start with me. I'm going to say bananas. Brian.
I'm going to go kiwis.
Mace.
Bananas.
Momo.
Kiwi.
It's bananas.
Dang.
Bananas.
Kiwis weren't really a thing back Up in Smoke came out.
No. Okay. No. I never seen it.
Yeah, kiwis are like a newer thing.
So Mason 2, Greg 2, Momo 1, Brian 1.
No, kiwis are new.
It's not a new fruit.
It's not a new fruit, but like I think
people
the
didn't used to eat kiwi.
I ate kiwis when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
All right. Yeah. Enough on the kiwi.
I grew up
in What color was Chong's car? Was it A, reddish, or B, yellowish?
Brian, you go first.
Let's go reddish.
Mace.
Yellowish.
Momo.
I go yellow.
Yeah, yellow.
Yellowish it is.
All right. You're not a very good stoner, Brian.
Yeah, you are really.
I've never seen either of these.
Moving on to a different stoner movie. In what era does the film Dazed and Confused, by the way, a great film, take place?
My favorite movie of all time.
Is it A, the 1960s, or B, 1970s?
Wait, say it again.
Okay, in what era does the film Dazed and Confused take place? In the 60s or 70s?
All right, Mace, you go first here.
70s.
Momo?
70s.
It is the 70s. Brian?
It is the 70s.
It's the 60s.
What?
Oh, no! Wait a minute.
Wait, was Kiss around in the 60s?
According to what I got, it was the 60s, but I can double check.
Kiss, according to Aerosmith wasn't around
in the
60s.
I'm not sure that was
the
70s.
They're going to an Aerosmith
concert.
Or
I might have highlighted the wrong one. Maybe.
Yeah, they're going to trying to get Aerosmith tickets.
That's what I
thought. They put a whole thing with a Kiss face on it. There's no way it was in the 60s.
So my B. I will take the L on that one.
Okay, so we're all right.
Okay, we're all right. We all get the
point. I will Google that, but yes, right. you will take the thing. What does Mitch throw out of the window of the car? Is it A?
What movie are we talking about?
Dazed and Confused.
Okay, got it.
Yes. Still in Dazed and Confused. What does Mitch throw out the window of the car? Is it A beer bottle, or B, a bowling ball?
Momo.
Bowling ball.
Bowling ball. Brian?
Bowling ball.
Mace.
Bowling ball.
It is a bowling ball.
Yeah.
Throw the bowling ball.
By the way,
the bowling ball.
The movie is set in 1976 on the last day of school in Austin, Texas.
Yes. Okay, that was my bad.
Was
I highlighted
no way
the wrong
it was the
60s. Thing.
Yeah. I love that movie.
I saw it once, and I was pretty sure it's 70s.
Yeah. The debut of both Renee Zellweger and Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah,
I love
really?
Matthew
Dazed and Confused. Yeah, there's
I
first
feel
movie
like he
for
looks
both.
The same.
Wow.
Well, Greg is going to get this one, so
right,
I'm skipping
so
this one.
But that's your game. It's Greg 5, Mason 5, Momo 4, Brian 3. So everyone's alive.
Okay,
all right. In the movie Dazed and Confused for Momo, what did Mitch ask him when he got home? That was towards the end of the movie. What is on your neck? Or have you been drinking?
Momo.
What is on your neck?
Have you been drinking? Brian?
I like have you been drinking here, too.
Mace?
I like have you been drinking here.
I feel like if Greg goes...
I know.
Everyone's
I should have gone last.
Yeah, I think you should have.
This right, is your one chance.
Yeah. I'm going to go with a different movie now. Pineapple Express.
Did we give out all the points?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
Greg
Momo
6,
didn't
Mason
get it.
6,
yeah.
Momo 4, Brian 4.
Pineapple Express, a movie that I don't believe could be released today.
I
really?
Did not see it.
No.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
What's the name of Dale Denton's drug dealer? Is it A, Paul, or B, Saul?
It's me, and I think it's Saul. Brian?
It is Saul.
Mace?
It's Saul.
Momo? Saul.
It is Saul.
Yeah.
Right, better call him.
How many are left?
I have about 3 in tiebreaker, or 4 in a tiebreaker.
Okay.
All right. Same movie. Where does Dale's car battery die? In the desert? Or in the woods?
This goes back to Mace.
Desert.
Momo?
I'm going to say the woods because I'm making up ground.
Yeah, desert. Brian?
It is the woods.
Oh.
It is the woods.
Oh!
So Momo and Brian got that. So now it's very close.
Yeah, let's
Greg
go.
Greg 7, okay. Mace 7,
I've never seen
Momo
any of these,
6,
for days
Brian
confused.
6.
Okay, so one separates everybody here.
All right.
How many left, Laura?
I have a few, but...
Let's do two more.
Okay,
two more.
Moving on movies.
And then Mace and I have to go first.
Yeah.
I'm moving on movies.
Okay.
In the movie Friday,
Okay, yep. I have a chance here.
What was Craig's sister's name?
Oh, wow. Ugh.
A, Felicia, or D, Dana?
Okay, Mace.
Is this by Felicia? I'll say Felicia.
I'll say Dana. Momo?
I think Felicia is a different person, and I think his sister is Dana.
That's right.
I think it is Dana.
It is Dana.
Felicia is somebody who was
bye,
like,
Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah, that was someone else. He was getting rid of her.
Yeah, he was like, bye, Felicia. Okay.
I knew there was a Felicia.
All right, one
there.
More, right? One more?
Yeah, one more. What's the
score? We got to take down Bergman.
Right. So the score is Greg 8, Mason 7, Momo 7, Brian 7.
Okay. Oh. So Bergman goes first. We all got to go opposite.
All right.
It would be so cool if I win the stoner game. Okay.
In the movie Friday, Debbie hooked up Smokey with one of her friends. What was the name of that friend? Was it A, Rita, or B, Janet?
Who? Greg Bergman. It's all on you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
This is the last one, right?
Look,
yeah.
Her Janet.
Okay. Momo?
I'm going to say Rita.
We all
say
Rita.
Oh, we got, and you guys are all right. It's
yeah!
Rita.
Janet, because like Janet Jackson, she looks more like Freddie Jackson. That was the line. That was the line. Rita. You know it, DeMarco.
That was the line.
That's why I said, oh, we're all tied. No, but it's right. You're right.
We're all tied. All right. This is
so I thought Janet because it's Janet Jackson.
Everybody's got to write something.
It was an amazing line.
I'm going to win the stoner game. This is going to be amazing.
Right? You got to write your pick on a piece of paper.
You guys all got something?
I don't know about a pen.
Come on, Marco. You know.
Do I have a pen?
I'm not in.
No.
All right.
Everybody got something to write with?
Yep.
All right. Here we go.
Lipstick. Okay.
How much did Dazed and Confused gross in the box office?
I'm going to say.
Wait, just write it down.
Yeah, you got to write it down.
Is this
Brian?
Okay.
It's probably too high.
Okay.
Everybody got an answer?
Yep.
All right, let's go with Momo.
Oh, you go ahead and call it.
Well, ladies first. Momo.
All right, I wrote down 70 million.
Okay.
Oh. I said 650.
Okay.
600,000.
Okay.
600,000?
Yep.
Are you talking per theater?
No. I will say 29 million.
It was $8.2 million.
I said 650.
But what did you say, million or thousand?
I said thousand.
He was holding that too.
No, you
didn't.
He didn't say thousand.
He didn't say thousand.
650K.
Oh, he has 650K.
Yeah.
Is that what? So 650K?
It was 8.2 mil.
And what did Brian say?
600,000.
Did you really? Did you really?
He did. He has it on
his 650K. It's written down.
It's written down. That's why we write it down.
I'll take the victory.
There you have it. Bergman with the win. Game of Games brought to you by Jacob and Ronnie. Everybody loves a fighter, but in this town, winning matters, especially after an accident. So remember, anybody can fight for you, but Jacob is going to win for you. 844-24-JACOB, or remember, call jacob.com. Let's hit the super stager. All right, there we go. Who do we got in the house today? It's Cappy and DeMarco Farr. DeMarco, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Yes, Mo, I know somebody you played against.
Who that?
My neighbor. Her name is Erin Lawrence. She was a pitcher at UCLA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Talks about you. Very competitive.
What year?
You guys were in school at the same time. When did you graduate?
What's her last name?
I don't know.
Now it's Lawrence.
Now it's Lawrence. Very tall. She was like their third best pitcher.
Yeah.
Talks about you quite a bit. So, yes. Hello. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And hello. From this other person.
Yeah. Say hi to Erin.
I will.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Yes. I love it.
So, Cappy, what's happening, man?
Well, Mace, I got to tell you something, man.
Okay.
So thank you for sending me the meal plan.
Yes.
Okay. I haven't ordered it yet.
Okay.
All right.
It'll change your life.
Yeah.
But last night I started to like work on my discipline.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh boy.
So Momo, it's true.
Yeah. Because
last night me and Rubber Rachel, we had date night.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yes. Lovely. And we went to our favorite little spot, little Mediterranean spot. You know.
Oh, nice.
You can eat healthy at Mediterranean.
Little Greek salad.
Yeah.
Little souvlaki.
Kebabs.
Yeah.
Right.
Problem is that every time I go to this place, they've got the world's greatest gyros.
Oh yeah, no, gyros are good.
Oh, yeah. They're so good, man. But there's so much, and they're so greasy.
Is that what you call them? Gyros?
Euros.
I call them gyros.
Euros, right.
Yeah. I used to think it was gyros, but
they
it's
are
not.
Greasy. And
that's
they
what
come,
it looks like.
Don't they, like, so shave it off of the spit? And I don't even know what meat is on that spit.
I don't know.
It's so good. Yeah.
It's some kind of a lamb thing, isn't it?
Lamb?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you break down, Cappy?
So last night, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let Mason get ripped without me.
Nice.
I'm not going to let Mason get lean and mean without me.
Oh, nothing I don't like want a little peer
Mason,
pressure.
Yeah, I don't want Mason to be 185 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal without me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So what I did was I ordered the salmon.
Oh, wow, that is discipline.
Right? I had no pitas last night.
What about fries?
No fries.
Wow.
It was a salad. It was some salmon. And it was a couple of olives here and there.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I'm telling you.
Well done.
Mace, I'm not letting you get ripped without me.
It's going to happen. Well, I mean, no, I hope you join the same meal and do all the same stuff. I mean, I don't think you're necessarily going to look like Chris Evans at the end of this thing like I am.
When you say Chris Evans, is Chris Evans the guy who's training you?
He's Captain America. No, Steve Zim is training me, but he trained Chris Evans.
Okay.
And Chris Evans was a scrawny little kid. Steve got a hold of him, turned him into Captain America.
I saw the movie.
Yeah exactly.
When it came out. Yeah, that's why I came in looking. That's why I keep staring at your body.
Oh,
I
want to
see the transformation.
Yeah. Check it out.
We're very early in the process.
Very early. Are you sore yet?
I am so friggin' sore right now, and I'm going to the gym right after.
So I'll tell you this about cryo. Oh, no, about cryo. Sorry, about eating and discipline, okay?
Yeah.
I was telling you need to do cryo because you're sore. It's like you got to get through the first 2 or 3 days, Cappy. That's the hardest part because that's when all the feelings that you've been eating...
Wow.
That's when you start feeling those feelings and you have all the cravings that's when you really miss it and your taste buds are like, I want the damn pita.
Yeah.
And I want the tzatziki sauce and I want
fries. Tzatziki sauce.
God,
it's
so good.
Good.
And that's where like the first 2 or 3 days, if you can make it through the first couple of days, your taste buds start to change, your cravings start to change.
Yeah.
If you have a good meal plan like Mace told you about, you eat that when I was like really in the zone, I was like, man, this broccoli's so good. Who's ever said that?
Yeah,
who's ever said that?
Exactly.
But I'm like, man, that broccoli's so good.
Damn good broccoli right here,
Cappy,
boy.
Do you feel like that's what's been going on? You've been eating your feelings?
Well, I think this, Mace, I told you this, that on December 25th of 2023, I gave up weed.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay? December 25th?
Christmas Day.
You
Christmas
gave
Day.
Up weed. I didn't know.
Why? Why did you give up weed on Christmas Day?
Because the
it
next
was
day,
confiscated, was it not?
Oh, my God.
No. The next day, I was going to Mexico.
Yes.
And the previous time that I went to Mexico, DeMarco, I had an entire dispensary in my bag.
Wait, who brings weed to Mexico?
This is what I'm saying.
Who brings weed to Mexico?
Yeah,
okay, go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So I had this entire dispensary. I pretty much had the entire Green Cross in Torrance in my bag. Okay?
Yes.
And did you wrap it up? Like, did you put it inside some shirts and stuff or no?
Oh, Momo, I had it in the pockets of all my pants. And the girl who was at the border patrol, she saw me coming from a mile away. And I wasn't smart enough to, like, take it out of the box. And I mean, it was all brand new stuff. So I didn't take it out of the box. I didn't take it out of the packaging. And she found it all. And then they charged me, like, $250 to either go on. They gave me the option. You either pay $250 and go to Mexico and have a nice time, or you turn around and you don't come back and you don't try and get back into Mexico for the next 48 hours.
So it was a fine.
So I paid a fine.
$250.
So after I paid the $250, my first instinct was, like, yo, can I get my stuff back or what? And they were like, no, you can't have it. It's now ours.
Yeah.
We're taking your money and we're taking your stuff.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah. So you've given up weed and it hasn't made a difference.
Right. So I gave up weed thinking that I was going to lose weight because I kind of was blaming the weed for the weight.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that hasn't happened.
No.
So, Momo, to your point, if you've given up weed and I've given it up now for how many months is it? It's 4.5 months?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
No, it's really good,
almost,
man.
Yeah.
I should easily be able to be more careful and more disciplined with my diet.
Yeah.
Like I have been at other times in my life. Mm-hmm. But I'll pose this to you guys and you guys give me some advice.
Pose away.
Tomorrow being the holiday, okay?
Tomorrow is 4/20, right?
Do you think it was Easter?
Well, no, because I know Passover's coming up, too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. That was very kind of you.
That's Monday, yeah.
Chag Sameach.
I didn't know what.
Chag Sameach to you.
Yeah.
Momo, maybe I should come over for a Seder. Oh, you know, God. I don't really have any place to go.
I haven't been to a good Seder in a long time.
I'm going to do a Seder next Sunday. I'm going to do it next towards Sunday. The end, yeah.
Isn't that okay. like... Isn't that a late Seder?
Late Seder, yeah, it's okay. It works. Yeah. Nobody right. can. I was going to do it this Sunday, but then the Clipper game was
at 12:30. Got to leave the wine for Elijah.
Yeah, I know. Elijah. Yeah, I know. And we're going to have a raucous game of Afikoman.
Oh, dude, I love Afikoman.
Yeah. Oh, Afikoman.
It's one of my favorite games.
Yeah, it's one of the best. Afikoman?
You basically Afikoman? Take a piece of matzah and you hide it somewhere in the house, and whichever kid finds it gets a prize.
Yeah. I like that. Right. Okay.
That's good.
Right. Okay.
So, Mace, I'm just thinking this, though, and tell me what you think.
Okay.
Given that tomorrow's the holiday.
Yeah.
And I'm not like a reformed weed smoker that will never smoke weed
like
ever again.
No, it's not like I'm sober. It's not like that. It's just you decided to give it up for a while.
I gave it up because I thought I would lose weight. But honestly, I really gave it up because I was like, you know what? I wonder what my life would be like and I wonder what my business would be like if I wasn't smoking weed.
Yeah.
And so, it's been, honestly, DeMarco, I've gone from, if I had to say, like 65 rating to like a 95.
Nice.
Rating.
Okay.
So you're operating at peak
better.
Level.
You're better.
Oh, much, much better. Okay. Much higher.
Would you say this is your heyday?
I would
stop
say
stop with the heyday.
Is there more heyday?
It's funny that I'm operating higher even though I'm more sober. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. You're operating at a higher capacity, right?
What are you asking permission for?
You want to do a gummy tomorrow?
No, not
that's
a gummy.
What it sounds like,
you
want right?
no, no, not a gummy.
Listen, I'm going to give you smoke. Permission. I'm going to bless this because if you are able to stick to the diet, I'm fine with you doing weed.
I say smoke a J, man.
Yeah.
It's 420.
Is that right? If you can't eat your feelings, you can definitely smoke them.
You need permission to smoke a J?
It's not that I need permission. I just need somebody to like give me.
Let's trade your discipline on the weed for some discipline with the food.
It is a gateway drug.
I would love it if I just was like, you know what? It's 420. It's Saturday. And I'm going to smoke a big old fatty.
Yeah. I'm going to say no.
Just do that.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say do it.
I'm going to say no.
I'm
going to
say
you
do
know
it.
You.
Switch the discipline.
Yeah. You make the choice, transfer. But I'm going to say no. Yeah, because I don't want to be the cause of you going backwards.
What's weird, Cappy, is I've learned how to use cannabis and not eat like crazy.
Right. Some people can.
There's a different discipline in there that exists that I don't know if you can develop or not.
No, I can. I've had it in the past. I've
so
used
the
it
thing
the
about the thing about the diet also is there's a period of you can either start a diet and this is what I'm doing and you're super strict, or you can ease into the diet.
Right.
Are you a challenge guy? Here are the rules. I do not deviate. Or are you an ease into it guy?
The problem is, Momo, is that I'm usually I have a goal thing happening.
Mm.
And then without the goal, I don't really have
Correct.
The discipline.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
put it this way. Like, if you told me that I was going to do a marathon in 2 months and I had a whole bunch of teammates that were all depending on me, I'd immediately go on an amazing diet because I'm like, I got to be my best because it's not just me. It's about them. Like, so I'm team oriented.
Right.
You know, and that's and so since I don't really have something on my radar right now, some sort of a goal.
Well,
right.
You have a goal.
You
beat Mason.
Like every ex-football player I know.
All right, listen. Okay, here's your goal.
You really do.
Ready? I got the challenge.
Okay.
This is the 7-10 challenge. We're going to call it, which of you can lose more weight by the Mandy's?
That's not a good name for a challenge. Which of you?
No,
so
the
challenge
the name,
is,
the
which
challenge.
Of you can lose more weight
so
by the Mandy's?
So it's the 7-10 challenge.
Okay. When
from
the
this
Mandy's
point,
are on June 20s.
From today on?
Yeah, from
this point on.
Well,
okay.
Start from when
this
you
is
did
not,
your...
This is not a fair test because
June
I'm
23rd.
Not necessarily just trying to cut weight. I'm also building muscle.
So it's not about weight, so
body
let's
fat.
Do it about body fat.
Okay. Yeah.
Body composition. You go to one of those fancy places, like, and you get the body analysis.
Sounds like a lot of work, Mama. I'll be honest. Sounds like a lot of work.
You go stand on the scale, and they say you're this much water, and you're this much fat, and you're this much muscle.
You know what Cappy's biggest problem is?
What?
The reason he eats so much.
Why?
The reason he can't control himself.
What is it?
Hanging out with Morales too much.
Oh,
I totally agree. As a matter of fact,
when I
told Rachel the other day, I'm like, gosh, I've had such a couple of good days of eating. She goes, was Morales not, were you guys not in the same like hotel room or something? And I'm like, yeah, Morales was busy. He was at this Rams convention and he was at this other thing. She's like, okay, you see, so he brings you down. He does.
Yeah.
He brings me down, Morales.
Yeah. I mean, you hang out with Morales, next thing you know, you're face down in a plate of nachos. That's the way it goes with Morales.
You hang out with Morales, next thing you know, you're eating half a road pie.
Yes,
oh,
exactly
God.
Right. Hey, I would love to hang out all day long.
Where are you going?
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
I really like that sweater from the Shannon Sharp collection.
By the way,
nice.
Everybody thinks this is old guy sweater.
No.
I love this sweater.
No, it's money. And I also like the two chains. You know what you need on... You know
good?
What you need on the two chains, though, Mace?
What?
You need some charms, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I need a charm.
Yeah.
Get an SM. There you go. Just throwing
that. Oh, no, I'm not gonna
come
do
on,
an
that's,
SM.
That's how
no.
you do it.
What just
you
got have, you gotta have what I got.
That's
what,
yeah,
you gotta have what I got.
What do you have, Cappy?
You gotta have I have the dog tag that says bring them home now.
I like that. Yeah.
Momo, bring them home now. This is a good one.
Yeah. Amen.
The dog tag.
Yep.
Yeah, I like
then
that.
I got my star David over here. I'm feeling, you know, very like, you know, I want to support.
Passover, yeah.
You know?
It's a holy time. Yeah.
Very Pesach-y.
Yep.
What?
You know?
That is how you say Passover in
Pesach.
Hebrew.
Pesach.
You know what? Okay, listen. When I was doing my bat mitzvah, I was learning Hebrew. And every single letter that you have to learn is just like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Hey, what part of I Want to Get Out of Here did you not hear, Momo?
Where are you going?
We are back tomorrow at 1. It'll be me in Ireland. I'm pretty sure tomorrow, Monday at 1. And we will break down game 1 tomorrow night in Denver. Rooting for the Lakers like crazy. Coming up next for you, Cappy and DeMarco, 710 ESPN.